Podcast Ping proudly presents Grendel from the translation by Francis Guimer as read by Patrick McNamara. 1. Now Beowulf bold in the burg of the Skylings, leader beloved, and long he ruled, in fame with all folk since his father had gone away from the world till awoken heir. Haughty Healfdene, who held through life, sage and sturdy, the Skyldings glad. Then one after one there woke to him, to the chieftain of clansmen, children four. Harogar, then Hrothgar, then Haga brave, and I heard that was queen, the helpful Skyldings helpmate dear. To Hrothgar was given such glory of war, such honor of combat, that all his kin obeyed him gladly, till great grew his band of youthful comrades. It came to mind to bid his henchmen a hall uprear, a master meet-house, mightier far than ever was seen by the sons of earth. And within it, then, to old and young, he would all allot that the Lord had sent him, save only the land and the lives of his men. Wise, I heard, was the work commanded for many a tribe this mid-earth ground to fashion the folkstead. It fell as he ordered, in rapid achievement that ready it stood there. Of halls the noblest, Hererot he named it, whose message had might in many a land. Not reckless of promise the rings he dealt, treasure at banquet, there towered the hall, high gabled wide, the hot surge waiting of furious flame. Nor far was the day when father and son-in-law stood in feud for warfare, and hatred that woke again, with envy and anger an evil spirit endured the dole in his dark abode, that he heard each day the din of revel. High in the hall their harps rang out, clear song of the singer. He sang who knew tales of the early time of man, how the Almighty made the earth, fairest fields enfolded by war, set, triumphant, sun and moon, for a light to lighten the land dwellers, and braided bright the breast of earth, with limbs and leaves made life for all, of mortal beings that breathe and move. So lived the clansmen in cheer and revel, a winsome life till one began to fashion evils, that field of hell. Grendel this monster grim was called, March River, mighty in moorland living, in fane and fastness, fief of the giants. And hapless wight a while had kept since the Creator had exiled his doomed. On kin of Cain was the killing avenged by sovereign God for slaughtered Abel. Ill fared his feud, and far was he driven for the slaughter's sake from sight of men. Of Cain awoke all that woeful breed, Ettins and elves and evil spirits, as well as the giants that warred with God. Weary while, but their wage was paid to them. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact me at writerpatrick@netzero.net. You can also check out my webpage at www.geocities.com/writerpatrick. Thank you for listening.